Action Plan. Ambulance Victoria will take a phased approach to the implementation of the Accessibility Action Plan. Year 1, 2020, will see the organization deliver a range of foundational activities that will have an immediate impact on our patients, our community, and our people. Year 2, 2021, will be a year of continued action, as we build momentum by delivering a range of programs and services that will better serve the diverse needs of those we care for and employ. Year 3, 2022, will see us embed a number of best practice efforts that will ensure we are well placed to provide a world-class emergency health service that is accessible to everyone, now and into the future. Outcome 1. Promoting inclusion and participation. Actions. 1.1. Work with people with disability and their representatives in the development of future Ambulance Victoria policies, plans and activities that consider, acknowledge and celebrate accessibility and inclusion. 1.2. Ensure Ambulance Victoria staff and those that work with us consider accessibility requirements when delivering our services. We will know we are successful when people with disability and their representatives are involved in decision-making and the implementation of the Accessibility Action Plan. People with disability are engaged through a program of activities and represented in our media and publications. We have successfully implemented the plan throughout the organization and clearly communicated group and individual responsibilities. Outcome 2. Improving access to information, services and facilities. Actions. 2.1. Deliver educational campaigns, tools and engagement platforms that empower people with disability to better understand and access Ambulance Victoria's services. 2.2. Train and equip Ambulance Victoria staff with the knowledge, skills and resources to better engage with people with disability, their carers and support networks. 2.3. Improve access to our buildings, facilities and ambulances for people with disability. We will know we are successful when resources and communication platforms can be accessed by people with different accessibility requirements. Our staff have the knowledge and tools to effectively communicate with people with varying accessibility requirements. Our ambulance services, branches, corporate offices and other sites comply with relevant accessibility standards. People with disability can safely access and travel in our ambulances. Outcome 3. Improving access to employment, training and volunteering. 3.1. Explore programs aimed to increase the representation of people with disability in the workforce. 3.2. Improve access to the workplace and the recruitment and selection processes through staff training and the implementation of workplace adjustments, for example by ensuring access to ergonomic equipment, accommodating support workers or assistance animals and employee and co-worker awareness training. We will know we are successful when there is an increased representation of people with disability in the workforce. Our staff have access to the information and tools they need to implement and monitor workplace adjustments and ensure the workplace is accessible and inclusive. Outcome 4. Promoting fairness, respect and safety. Actions. 4.1. Build the capacity of the Ambulance Victoria workforce through training and policy development to improve understanding of accessibility, inclusive practices and the provision of reasonable adjustments. 4.2. Establish accessible methods to capture, monitor and respond to feedback, complaints and grievances from people with disability and their representatives. 4.3. Continue to work with partners within and beyond the emergency services and healthcare sector to improve Ambulance Victoria's services and health outcomes for patients with disability. We will know we are successful when, through meaningful partnerships and knowledge sharing, we have created a disability-confident workplace. Our feedback, compliance and grievance procedures are accessible and inclusive of people with disability. Our paramedics have the tools to better capture information on accessibility and ensure continuity of care.